time to join Joan Lewis. EWTN's Bureau Chief here in Rome. She brings us the Vatican Week in review.
Well, it's good to be here. I was away and had beautiful weather for the time I was away and came back, and I guess I brought some of it with me. It's a splendid day here in Rome, and it's a splendid first day back in the Eternal City, back in Vatican City, for Pope Benedict Emeritus, Pope Benedict XVI. He came back on Thursday to Vatican City after 2 months, if you want to look at it exactly. I think it was 62 days at Castel Gandolfo, and came back by helicopter as he exited on February 28th, and he was met by various officials of the Secretariat of State at the heliport. And it was interesting because there had been a previous announcement that Pope Francis would meet him at the heliport, but he didn't. He let the Secretariat of State people do that, and he was at the monastery where Benedict XVI will be living with his secretary, Monsignor Ganschwein, who's been doing an amazing job of commuting in these last 2 months, because he's also prefect of the papal household as well as secretary to the Pope. So exactly. And so he was going back and forth every day. Now there will be Monsignor Ganschwein and four of the consecrated lay women who've been with the Pope all the years that Benedict was Pope. So
Pope Francis greeted him at the monastery.
It was a very...
It's not really a monastery anymore.
Exactly. Former monastery. There were different orders of nuns that had lived there over the years. Pope John Paul had created a monastery inviting orders of cloistered nuns to pray for him, for the church, etc., etc. And the ones who did live there over the years, this began in 94, if I didn't say so, were the Poor Clares, the Discalced Carmelites, Benedictine nuns, and Visitandine nuns, now housing a different community. There's a chapel, there's a library. Apparently, Benedict has his beloved piano. There's also an extra room for his brother, Monsignor Georg Ratzinger, who comes down on occasion. When he comes, he usually spends like a month. You have the space for them to enjoy each other, and there's a lovely small garden. When it was announced that Pope Benedict would be resigning, media was taken to Castel Gandolfo for a visit because he was going to be there, and of course popes are there in the summer anyway, and we were shown Castel Gandolfo, and then we visited Vatican City and were taken to the monastery, not inside because they were working on it. There were tremendous problems apparently of humidity. Foundation of the building practically had to be redone because water was seeping in, but I have to tell you, the views from the monastery are amazing, of the city of Rome and then of the Basilica. If his rooms are on the side that faces the Basilica, which I'm sure they are, it's going to be a beautiful view for Benedict. And then there's a little garden. I don't know if they can cultivate their own food or anything, but there is a small garden. So Francis and Benedict seem genuinely happy to see each other. And, you know, I have to say, I cannot agree in any way whatsoever with those who say, oh, wow, awful, two popes in the Vatican. You only have one reigning pope. You have a retired pope, Pope Emeritus. But those of us who know Benedict, he's going to be discreet. And they were the two principal men in the conclave of 2005. You know, anybody who knows that history. So, anyway,
so
welcome back, Benedict.
Week.
Right, getting to Francis's week. A pretty big week. His Sundays have been enormously busy with so many masses.
Well, this is the year of faith.
Exactly. But all of a sudden, the pace does seem to have picked up. And, you know, if you look at the figures between the Wednesday audience and the Sunday events, for example, last Sunday, Confirmation Mass, he personally confirmed 44 young people from various parts of the world. But if you look at the figures, it's something like at least 150,000 people a week are in Rome. At just those two events, the Angelus and or Regina Caeli and a Mass and the Wednesday audience. So Sunday was another huge day. The figure was 100,000 people in St. Peter's Square. The Pope at that time reflected on three themes: the newness of God, the trials of life, and the firm hope that we must have in the Lord. at the Regina Caeli after that Mass, the Pope did speak about workers and the dignity of work. Of course, the reason he said it, there had been the clothing factory collapse in Dhaka, Bangladesh. And so the Pope did speak of that collapse, and he offered up a prayer and expressed his solidarity. Probably the most important thing of the few words the Pope did say on Sunday, he said, "From the depths of my heart, I make a strong appeal that the dignity and safety of the worker may always be protected."
It was later, May Day, too.
Yes, exactly. May Day, Labor Day. I mean, in America,
coincided
we have
the Wednesday
audience. Tuesday, just very briefly, the Pope did meet the Israeli president, Shimon Peres. The president did invite the Holy Father to the Holy Land. The Holy Father said he'd be overjoyed to go. No date or anything has been set that will long.
The Pope was not traveling except for Brazil this year.
This year, exactly. But you mentioned the May 1st holiday, and another huge attendance at the Pope's weekly audience. Now, May 1 is also, it's the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker, and for that reason is a holiday in the Vatican. Just being Labor Day, if you will, it was a holiday throughout Italy and actually much of Europe. So naturally, the Pope, with the idea of St. Joseph the Worker, he dedicated his, focused his audience on the theme of labor and made a very energetic appeal to Christians and, as he said, all men and women of goodwill to take decisive steps to end slave labor. He went on at some length about that, and he said, "It's a work situation that concerns me. I'm referring to what we could define as slave labor, the work that enslaves." And he said, "How many people worldwide are victims of this type of slavery in which the person is at the service of work while work should be at the service of people so they have dignity?" So a very strong appeal. And I was delighted to see that that appeal was picked up by so many people in the media. And because sometimes the good words of the Holy Father can be ignored or not given the attention that they're due. And then, interestingly enough, you know, we've been telling our listeners the Pope says Mass every day in the Santa Marta residence and gives a homily most of the time off the cuff. And, of course, Vatican Radio has the audio of all of those, and then these are transcribed. And on Wednesday, the Pope again, of course, spoke of labor, and he said work. Not power, money, or culture.
Of course, these daily masses, Joan, have some very interesting content.
They really do. And you know what? It's as if the Pope is speaking to each one of us because he takes a theme. He says something that we can relate to. He's not really preaching to us. It's as if he's sitting across from me right here, and he's saying, "Joan, now listen, I want to tell you, you know, there was the one about thou shalt not gossip, etc. But I love this one from, I think it was Thursday. The Pope said, the Holy Spirit always does a nice job. I absolutely love it. And he said, basically, it was when we don't allow the Holy Spirit to work, divisions in the church grow. This was the theme of his Mass, which he does concelebrate with bishops and who work here or come from overseas. And he does this in the presence. The Mass is for guests who are invited workers in the Vatican. The Pope said there was a no church. The church said, no, 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 you can't, you must not. And then there was a yes church. Hey, let's think about it. Let's be open to this. Those are the Pope's words, not mine. And he said, the Spirit is opening the door. And he said, he, the Spirit, always does a nice job throughout history. And when we do not let him work, the divisions in the church begin, the sects, S-E-C-T-S, all of these things, because we are closed to the truth of the Spirit. So thank you, Holy Father, for telling us the Holy Spirit always does a nice job.
Well, thank you, Joan. And you are listening there to Joan Lewis, EWTN's bureau chief here in Rome, who's just brought us the Vatican Week in review.